Today's Tanya for the 12th day of Kislev is in Kuntis Achim on page 316. The number at the bottom of the page is 616. The Alter Rebbe is saying that the Chabad, the Seichel of the Halacha, which is in Malchus of Bri Yetzira, even when it comes down into the Chabad of Bri Yetzira, of Asiya, it remains godliness. It remains much higher than the Chabad of Asiya. And that is because the Chabad of Asiya, although it is godliness, it is an indirect source for creation, for the physical being, whereas the godliness of the Halacha is in no way connected with the coming into existence of the physical condition. Four lines from the bottom. That which he writes in the Eitz Chaim and in Shara Yehudim, Shal Yedei HaKavono Nasa Levush Nishomo, that through Kavono, the Kavono produces a garment which is on the level of Nishomo, godliness. Shal Yedei HaTeiro Levush Ruach, and through the study of Teiro, we create a garment of Ruach de Ruach. And Ruach, we learned earlier, is a created state. So when a person studies Teza, he creates a garment of Ruach, al yidei Mishnah di Yitzira, if he's studying Mishnah, which is in the world of Yitzira, then what is created from that study is the Ruach of the Ruach, which exists in Yitzira. The Ruach de Nishama de Briya al yidei Agamara. Gemara is in Bria, on a higher level, and there it is a Neshama, and by learning the Gemara, you create a garment which is the Ruach of the Neshama of Bria. So we see that from studying Teza, you create a Ruach, which is a created condition, not godliness itself. Yesh Leimar. So the answer might be, Dahainu dafka yidei teira sa'odom ba'ilam hazeh ha'oilek l'mayla. We said earlier that the teira and its halachas and the reasons behind the halachas are higher than creation, than the created state, and is the neshama and the godliness to the created state. Here we're saying in the Eitz Chaim and Nishara Yehudim that through studying teira you create a garment which is Ruach and not Neshama, which means the created state and not the godliness within the world. So the Rebbe says that's not a contradiction. What we're saying about the Torah concerns the Torah itself. The Torah itself never descends into the level of the created condition. But when a person studies Torah, he is a created being. He's studying it in this world, so that Torah study does have some connection to the world. Avala Talmud Atzmei, but the Gemara itself, which he is studying, Shenitin B'Sinai, which was given as it was given at HaSinai, Hu Bin Neshama. It is not Ruach, it is Neshama, it is the godliness of the world, not part of the created condition of the world. The Lochein, and because of this, Hu Mevadet HaRuach. That's why the study of Gemara actually elevates and purifies the state of Ruach, because it is higher than it. Chayin b'Mishnah yedi Yitzira. Same is also true of Mishnah, which is in the world of Yitzira. It too, of itself, is pure godliness and elevates the Ruach of Yitzira. The Afim Tim Talema Shegam Hanitin Misinah Ruach b'Bri Yitzira. And even if we were to say that even as the Torah was given at Sinai, it had a connection to the state of Ruach, of Bria Yetzira, Hare Neida Shekol Malach Shehu Shliach Mumaylo, but we know that every angel, when it is on a mission, when it is a Shliach from above, Azai Nikra B'Shem Hashem Mamash Hashechem B'Kirbe, then the angel is literally described as God. He's called by God's name, because God is within him, and he is not an interference at all. he is batal to the mishaleach, to the sender, and therefore as a shliach he becomes godliness. Mash'ein ken kishe'enei shliach, whereas the same angel, when he is not on a mission, yeshli shem acher kifi avidasi, then he has a different name, each angel according to its aveda. V'azai keire kodesh 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 Hashem, etc. And then, not only do we not apply God's name to this angel, but the angel himself says that God is holy, 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 which means three times removed beyond the angel's grasp. Kweimash, shem havaye muvdo mimenu, which means that the name of God is three times removed from him. V'chein hu mamesh b'v'chinas islap shesatalmud b'v'chinas ruach b'briya. V'hamishne b'ruach b'yitzira. The same would be true also if the Gemara clothes itself in the Ruach of Bria, or the Mishnah clothes itself in the Ruach of Yetzirah, then it would be in the form of Shluchim, Heim Shluchi Hashem, Dahainu Kelim Denukva Da'atzilus Achitzeni, the Talmud, the Emtsoyim the Mishnah. Specifically, it would be the vessels of Malchus of Atzilus, that the external vessels that would express themselves in the Talmud, coming from the Talmud, and the middle vessels of the Malchus of Atzilus would be coming from Mishnah. Asher haMishnah vaTalmud shebahem nimshachim yisaid Abba haMekabu mechachmestimo deArechantin. The Mishnah and the Gemara in them derives from the Yesed of Chochmah, which is called Abba, and Chochmah in turn receives from Chochmah Stimah, from the concealed Chochmah that is in Adachampin, which is in Keser, Shebei Melubah, She'erin Sev Baruch Hu, in which there is the presence of God Himself. The Nimtzar She'erin Sev, Hu Shem Havai Sheichen Bezuach Debiyah, the Mikro Mishnah the Talmud. So that the result is that there is a presence of God, the name of God, that rests in the Ruach of Bri Yitzirasiya through the written Torah, the Mishnah and the Talmud. Ukesha Odom Lemid, when a person studies any part of Torah, Mamshech Eirin Sev Baruch Beilam Hazeh, he brings godliness into the world, Li Yes Nichlau Ubatul Be'eri Yisbozeich, so that the physical world becomes included and bottled in God's light, because this is the purpose and the function for which man was created. And this was the Aveda of Shimon bar Yochai and all the Tanoim and all the Amazoyim who composed the Gemara and the Mishnah. The Aveda was to bring down godliness, God's light, and to elevate the sparks that exist in the klipa of Nega, kol meshech man hagolus, the sholta ilno de tevara, during the duration of golus, at which time the klipa of Nega, which is a mixture of good and evil, dominates. Kamesha kosuv, when the unholiness in man rules over the holiness in man. That's the state of Golos. Because this is the purpose for all the chain of worlds, that the higher level of godliness should come down to the lowest level, the highest lights should reveal themselves in the lowest vessels, so that God will have a dwelling place in the lowest world, and that in turn elevates the lowest condition until the highest and the lowest becomes one against one. One and one. Whereas the Aveda of the angels, with their love and fear that comes from their knowledge of God, does not come down into this world at all Rather, it separates and it escapes the world. And that explains why angels are created out of nothing as a result of the study of Teda, even when the Teda is studied without proper kavana. When the study of Teda is without kavana, then it's only on the level of ruach, and it is not godliness itself, it is the kavana that is the godliness. The study without kavana leaves it on the level of ruach, and not neshama. Ella, why then can it create angels, lefi sha'afal pikein, because in spite of the fact that it is lacking this godliness of the kavana, shema vayishefein, etc. vidal, the name of God rests in it, as we were saying earlier, about the angel. When it is on a shlichus, then God's name is applied to that angel. In the same way with the Teda, when the Teda comes down into the lower levels, and the study of Teda without Kavana is a lower level, yet the godliness within the Teda is like a shliach. So although it's come down to a low level, it brings with it the presence of the lakus of godliness, because it is the shliach of godliness, and therefore is bottle, it represents the mishaleach, and in that way it brings godliness even into the level of Torah study, which is without kavana. In the Hayem Yem, for the 12th, for Yud Beis Kislev, the Rebbe writes that the bracha sheptarani, when you say up for, over a bar mitzvah boy, we say it without mentioning God's name. And we also make that bracha on Monday and Thursday and Reish Chodesh when the Torah is read, and it doesn't necessarily have to be on Shabbos. It is mekubal. We have received the tradition from our teacher, the Baal Shem Tov, that when we hear something negative about another Jew, even if we don't know that other Jew, we should feel pained by that negative statement, because someone here is certainly in a bad way. If it's true what is being said about the other Jew, then the other Jew is in a bad way. And if it isn't true about the other person, then the one who is telling it is himself in a bad way.